the Union Budget 2018, an Insight 18 special on money control.
You're with Money Control and we are continuing our coverage of Budget 2018-2019. We have, over the course of the many podcasts earlier, spoken about the expectations of different industries, and it's now time to check in with these very sectors and figure out if their expectations were met. We're now going to be talking about the changes brought about in the infrastructure sector. My name is Rakesh, you're with Money Control and this is Budget Impact.
Money Control's Budget 2018 exclusive.
Finance Minister Arun Jaitley raised budgetary allocations for infrastructure sectors by 25% in his budget for 2018, but made no new project announcements. The budget lays emphasis on taking up rural infrastructure projects and expediting the already announced projects. Feedback from industry experts seem to suggest that there is major thrust towards disaggregated rural infrastructure. The clear focus of the government is on execution and completion of past projects, they said, adding there is a 25% increase in allocation of the infrastructure sectors. Mr. Jaitley went on to say in his budget speech, and I quote, "Infrastructure is the growth driver of economy. Our country needs massive investments estimated to be in excess of rupees 50 lakh crores in infrastructure. We have made an all-time high allocation to rail and road sectors. We are committed to further enhance public investment," unquote. He also said that the focus of the government next year will be on providing maximum livelihood opportunities in the rural areas by spending more on livelihood, agriculture and allied activities and construction of rural infrastructure in the coming year. The total amount to be spent by the ministries will be 14.34 lakh crores, including extra budgetary and non-budgetary resources of rupees 11.98 lakh crores. The finance minister said in order to create employment and aid growth, the government's estimated budgetary and extra budgetary expenditure on infrastructure for 2018-2019 will be raised to 5.97 lakh crores against estimated expenditure of rupees 4.94 lakh crores in 2017-2018. The finance ministry will leverage India Infrastructure Finance Corporation Limited to finance major infrastructure projects, including investments in educational and health infrastructure on strategic and larger societal benefit considerations. Speaking about transport infrastructure, Mr. Jaitley said the government is confident of completing construction of 9,000 kilometers of national highways, coming close on the heels of the Bharatmala program. This project, Jaitley went on to say, would lead to massive highway construction in the country. He said, and I quote, "The ambitious Bharatmala Pariyojana has been approved for providing seamless connectivity of interior and backward areas and borders of the country," unquote. The Bharatmala program is planned as an extensive network of more than 60,000 kilometers at an approximate capital outlay of rupees 6.92 lakh crores. The first phase of Bharatmala will see construction of 34,800 kilometers of national highways with capital outlay of rupees 5.35 lakh crores. Announcing his second combined railways budget, Mr. Jaitley provided a capital expenditure of rupees 1.46 lakh crore, a raise of 22.08% from last year. The centre increased its allocation to the Indian Railways by 31.74%, taking it to 55,088 crore rupees as a part of government's budgetary support. According to analysts, unlike roads, the reliance on extra budgetary resources for railways is significant, amounting to approximately 60% of the need. The overall increase is a healthy 22%, amounting to 1.46 lakh crore rupees, they went on to say. The finance minister also said that most of the allocation was for capacity creation. 18,000 kilometers of doubling, third and fourth line works, and 5,000 kilometers of gauge conversion would eliminate capacity constraints and transform almost the entire network into broad gauge, Mr. Jaitley went on to add. The Ministry of Shipping received fiscal support of rupees 1,881.13 crores, up by 19.95%. Total budgetary and capex support adds up to rupees 6,960.93 crores. The centre's flagship program for port development and modernization, that is Sagarmala, received 600 crore rupees this year. The 20-year program from 2015 to 2035 aims to modernize and develop ports at an investment of rupees 8 lakh crores. Experts feel that an allocation of rupees 1,881.13 crore is woefully short and the project would need huge private investment. The finance minister also announced rupees 17,000 crores towards the 160-kilometer suburban rail network in Bangalore as part of the Bangalore Metro Rail Network, without giving crucial details on cost sharing between the state and the centre. In other urban rail-related news, Mr. Jaitley also announced that he would allocate 11,000 crore rupees to add more tracks for Mumbai local trains network. No new trains have been announced by the finance ministry. Those were some of the big developments in the infrastructure sector as enumerated by Finance Minister Arun Jaitley, who presented the annual union budget on the 1st of February 2018. We will of course be back on Money Control to talk about the impact on various other sectors. All you have to do is stay with us on Money Control.
The Union Budget 2018, an Insight 18 special on Money Control.